Marcus, thanks so much for doing this today.
Yeah, no problem. Glad to be on.
So I guess the first issue is you know, when you talk to the Blue Jays about you, I mean, at some point they were talking about, well, he's got stuff he could possibly close. He's going to be a starter. It's pretty much settled now, isn't it, that you are going to be a starting pitcher?
Yeah. After the year, they kind of let me know that going forward I'm going to be a starter. They were just trying to have me come out here to build my innings and increase my workload going into the 2014 season. But as far as what my role is, I'm pretty sure it's starting for now, and we'll see how far that goes.
You know, one of the other things they told us, they being the Blue Jays and us being the reporters, Marcus, is that you're a guy that, you know, I remember asking Alex Anthopoulos, what do you think this guy's ETA is? And he said, soon.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good when the general manager says soon. What are you aiming for this year?
Well, definitely just to make it up there, make it to the big leagues at some point this year. I mean, that's the goal of every player, and I feel like I'm close. I think I just need to go into spring training ready to pitch and refine a couple of things and just go out there and compete and hopefully be up there at some point in 2014.
Marcus Stroman joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. What as far as what you need to refine right now, is there a particular pitch you still you feel is a little bit behind, or is it more an approach thing? And pitching out of the bullpen in Arizona, does it allow you to you know, to use your full starter's arsenal?
Yeah, that's funny that you asked, because actually, when I come out of the bullpen, I'm pitching like a starter, so I'm throwing all four or five pitches. In a start, and I feel like I'm starting to get a really good feel for my changeup. My changeup was my biggest emphasis coming out here, just being able to throw that right on right, left on, and right on left.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm not necessarily going to two pitches. I'm using the whole arsenal out here, and it's fun because I feel like I can really keep hitters off balance coming out of the bullpen.
And for people who don't know, I mean, the Arizona Fall League is the top prospects in baseball are out there, so you're facing guys who. You're facing guys who some have had major league service time, but guys who are probably going to be a lot of them in the majors next year. So it's a pretty good measuring stick at this stage of your career, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's the top guys out here, and it's fun just to go out each day and compete against organizations' top picks and top prospects and guys that you're probably going to see later on down the road in the show. So I've had a blast out here so far, and it's been a great team atmosphere, and just being able to play out here with this level of talent is a blessing.
Marcus, how much contact do you have with the Blue Jays while you're in the Arizona Fall League?
Not much. I mean, our pitching coordinator, Dan Johnson, has come out here and just kind of review what he wanted me to do and kind of how he wanted me to attack hitters. And that's pretty much it. They've kind of just said go out there, compete, kind of come out of the bullpen and shut guys down. So there hasn't been much communication. It's been more just kind of do what you've been doing the whole year and just continue to build up innings.
Yeah, I know, because when I've spoken to people with other organizations as well, a lot of times they say that to get the full benefit of the Arizona Fall League, you sort of want the prospect to, you want him to feel part of that team that he's competing with. You kind of want to turn things over to that team for a while and just kind of let the guy have fun, you know, fun and develop. I mean, obviously it's serious business, but
yeah.
Just kind of use that as an opportunity to work and stuff, get innings in, and have a little bit of fun.
Yeah, it's been a blast. It's been one of the best times I've had out here in my career, playing with this level of talent and just being able to mesh with all the guys from the different organization and really come together as a team. And we've been hot lately. We're actually just coming down to the last day today. If we win and Mesa loses, we get into the championship game. So we got that on the line, but it's been a blast while I've been out here so far. I couldn't be more happy with my experience here.
Now, Aaron Sanchez, another Blue Jays prospect, does he get the start today?
He does, and he's filthy.
He is, yeah. I was looking at his numbers. His whip is 0.76, so that's not bad either.
Yeah, he's unreal. I'm looking forward to. He's one of my best friends. We've kind of grown since I've been part of the organization. We're together 24/7, and just watching him pitch is fun, man. I enjoy it every second of it. So. It'll be fun today. He'll compete, and he'll go out there and give everything he's got, and hopefully he comes out to win.
Marcus Stroman joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. I know you get asked this a lot, Marcus, but because of your physical stature, do you have to do anything differently to maintain your delivery compared to other guys? Is it easier for you? Is it in some ways more difficult for you?
I don't think it's more difficult at all. I actually, when I pitch, my delivery comes pretty easy to me. I think it has something to do with just playing the field most of my career and being a position player. I'm able to make easy in-game adjustments from pitch to pitch, and I don't really think about mechanics at all when I'm pitching. I'm really free and easy, and just try to execute pitches. So delivery has never been an issue, and it's just the normal things you preach on, staying through the zone and all that. But my delivery is pretty unique to my build, and I try to make it work.
The other thing I wanted to talk to you about, you're pretty active on Twitter, on social media, and a lot of us follow you, and a lot of us have a lot of fun doing it. Is that something you plan on continuing when you're in the majors?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm never going to change that. It's just kind of who I am. I enjoy interacting with both fans and the media, and I enjoy that a lot. I think that's a great part of the game, and it's definitely something I'm going to continue to do so. And I don't see why there would be a reason to change that. But I enjoy it. I enjoy interacting with everyone. I enjoy talking to fans, getting stuff out to fans. It's what makes the game as great as it is.
And Marcus, give us your Twitter handle so people can follow you.
Absolutely, it's Mstro7. It's Mstro007. Three O's.
Three O's. Marcus, listen, I appreciate you doing this. Thanks so much. It was good to talk to you.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem. Thank you for having me.